Welcome to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Turn your audio up, Central Texas. You're about to listen to the best hour high school sports talk on radio. This is the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bingham. I'm joined alongside with Brad Cohn. We're the hosts of this great program. Excited to be here today. Have a jam-packed program for y'all today. Obviously, after we get through the intro, we have a lot of results to go through, both football and volleyball-wise, that were notable this week. So definitely stay tuned for that. In about 15 minutes, we got our first of two interviews scheduled on today's program. A couple weeks ago, we tried to get two done, only got one done. This will be the first time, hopefully, that we get two interviews on the same show. In about 15 minutes, we will interview Austin Aaron Ridge School for Young Women Leaders volleyball player Tiffany Bowie. Excited to talk to her about the star success in 2020 so far. They are heating up at the right time. In about 30 minutes, I know Brad's excited for this one. We are going to be talking with Sear Park athletic coordinator and head football coach Carl Absek. Obviously, we talked so much about this team in this show's run so far, and we will definitely dive into that a little bit more, talking about that and more. In about 45 minutes, obviously, we will release some rankings. Do not forget about, right before 45 minutes from now, I will do UIL 4A football rankings. But once we get to that final segment, obviously, we will do our 5A D2, 5A D1, and 6A football rankings, plus give out a show honor and let you know some games to watch in the week to come. But before we get to all that, I got to bring in my host. How are you doing today, Brad?
I'm doing terrific. And one of the things that I like about what's going on right now is that we've finally got some football weather.
Yes.
You know, Friday night at Gupton Stadium in Cedar Park, it was like 54, wind from the north at 17, and people had jackets on, and wind was howling in the microphone. That's where football's meant to be, and it just felt so right.
Exactly. I went to a game on Thursday, and it had not, the front hadn't come yet. But I woke up this morning and it was like 40 degrees. So that was pretty awesome out in the hill country. But obviously, you're right. This is a great time for high school football, high school sports especially. And, one of the games that, we were really kind of keeping an eye on this week was a game that you were at, between Sear Park and Austin Anderson. And, Austin Anderson last year, good year, just missed the playoffs in that loaded 25-6A district that had like Travis and Hayes and Westlake and Austin Bowie and obviously Del Valle. And, Austin Aikens drops down and, you're expecting them to make an impact immediately, dropping down classification 5AD1. But man, Sear Park, it was all them once again. It seems like it's the same story every week. Dominant performance and dominant win for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, most people going into that, as you said, probably expected Cedar Park to win the game, maybe even win the game handily. Nobody expected 82-0. That was really kind of remarkable to see. And it's no knock against Anderson. It's what I'm about to say here really just points out how good Cedar Park has become. Here's some facts about this game that is kind of hard to get down. It was 44-0 before Anderson got their first down.
Wow.
Net ball movement at halftime, 375 yards to 5. Zero rushing yards on the night for Anderson and 27 carries. Over the course of the night, Cedar Park's offense averaged a touchdown every 4.7 plays. Cedar Park offense scored on every single possession. No punts, no turnovers. They had 7 scoring drives that lasted 3 plays or less.
Wow.
I mean, it was just astounding to watch. They'd put in the second and third team offense, and they're still scoring a touchdown every 4 or 5 plays in the second half. And 82-0 was with a running clock in the second half. So who knows where that could have gone. And again, no knock on Anderson. Those guys out there practicing hard all week long, looking forward to a big game, playing hard as they can. It's just a commentary on how really good Cedar Park is now. ABC sent their guy to the KVU ABC station. And he said last night after the game, he says, I have to give an apology to the people in Cedar Park. I had said they had a pretty good team. They're amazing.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what we're treated to every week right now. Carl Absek's just done a fabulous job.
Yeah, it seems like every week this team gets better and better, and they seem to impress us all in the Austin area in Central Texas every single performance. And I would not be surprised. I know they got a bye week this week. They're probably going to find a way to win their bye week, with the way that they've been
playing.
Stay
healthy, right?
Yeah, stay healthy. Eligible. Find the guy that kind of is the difference maker for them this year. Maybe the next, great quarterback. I don't know. But they're going to find a way to win this bye week and get prepared for, that final stretch of the regular season.
Yeah, I think they will. It's the entire District 11-5A with that bye. You know, it's in the, they have two byes this year, COVID-inspired byes, to try to give them a little flex room in the schedule to redo games that might have missed. Only a couple of games have been missed, so I may, maybe a couple of teams have a game this weekend, but it's a scheduled bye anyway.
Yeah, especially for Cedar Park, they're off, so that's great. And it's great that they're also staying healthy. Some other notable results this week. Lake Travis improved to 4-0, 62-20 win against Austin High. Very impressive win for the Cavaliers. They now have the same record as Westlake. You know, for a while, you know, we had Westlake behind Lake Travis, and they had a one additional win on their win total this year, but now they're even.
Yep.
So great to see the Cavaliers get to that point. Westlake, their game got postponed this week, so no game for the Chaps. Clean Shoemaker, 45-24 win against Killeen. Austin Vandegrift, dominant performance, 49-0 against McNeil. Expected performance out of the Vipers after what they did against Cedar Park Vista Ridge last week. Temple, 44-7 win against Bryan. Good to see Cedar Park Vista Ridge bounce back. 38-24 win against a strong Roanoke Cedar Ridge squad. Hayes also bounced back. 35-7 win against Sam Marcus, the Hayes County Showdown. You also had Harker Heights pick up a squeaker of a victory, 35-34 win against Clean Shoemaker. Clean Ellison. Let me clarify. Round Rock, man, this is probably the biggest win of the week in this area. 31-7 upset against Hutto. I mean, you know, I've talked about it on the show, and you know, it, basically, if you followed Hutto the last couple of years, consistently strong program. But man, Round Rock really made a statement with this performance.
Yeah, I've been impressed with Round Rock and their steady climb over the last couple of years, from a few years of being in the doldrums, and especially with their quarterback Ford. And 31-7 on Hutto. I could have said that this. Yeah, I could see Round Rock maybe winning this game.
Definitely.
But kind of like Cedar Park with 82-0. I think nobody guessed 31-7. Hutto had been, like you said, strong for a couple of years, and they seem to be struggling a little bit this year, especially in big games against good teams.
Some other notable results, obviously Belton, second straight victory for them, 26-14 against Carpus Cove. Del Valle snapped a three-game losing streak with a 42-8 dominant performance against Austin Aikens Early College. In this classification, before we get down to some smaller classifications, keep an eye on Roanoke Westwood. They've only played two games so far, and they have three games coming up in 10 days because they've had to make up some games due to some missed weeks. So
that's extraordinary.
That's going to be really unique. You know, you don't see that much. So, you know, sometimes you'll see that during like hurricanes. I grew up in Southeast Texas, and you see that a lot during, you know, September, October, when, you know, there's a major storm, you'll see these weird, you know, things. But the thing is, like, for UIL rules, you have to play games every 5 days. And it basically, like, you know, whatever time you kick off one of those games, it has to be like the exact same time or later in that day to be able to do that. So, you know, it's not something like where, you know, you could start off at, I don't know, 12 on like a Saturday, or, well, basically, you know what I mean. Basically, yeah, you have to have the same start time or later for one of those games. You can't have less than 5 days between those two games. Obviously, you know, we mentioned the Cedar Park victory, 82-0 against Austin Anderson. Driven Springs, 48-21 against New Braunfels Canyon. Georgetown hung on against Pflugerville Henderson, 37-33. Pflugerville, dominant performance, also a surprise, 32-31 win against Maynard. And then actually, Buta Johnson is technically 3-1 after San Antonio McCollum had to forfeit that game. So that's some notable results from this past week. Also, the land passes beat Austin OBJRO College. Stay tuned. Have some great interviews coming up the next two segments. We'll talk to you in a couple minutes.
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back to the VIPE High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the VIPE High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bingham, joined alongside with Brett Cohn. Got a good segment ahead for segment two. Obviously, this is our first of two interviews on today's program. We're going to be interviewing Sierra Park head football coach and athletic coordinator Carl Absek. Coach, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us today.
I appreciate you having me.
You bet. Obviously, I know we've talked about your team a lot so far in the show and obviously on VIPE.com. And, you know, this team, to me, seems like every week gets better and better. It seems impressed week in and week out. What do you think is, you know, clicking so well for your team right now?
Well, I think we have great senior leadership. You know, they have a lot of desire to, you know, to be the very best that they can be. And so every week they really focused in practice and are really cognizant of trying to fix some of the things that we haven't done well from game to game. And so I think, you know, that's probably the biggest driving factor. We have some, obviously some talented kids, but I think their desire and hunger to be the best that they can be is kind of the driving force behind it.
Coach, good to talk to you after calling your game last night out at the Gup. It was a great win. Complete game win.
Always a pleasure, Brad.
You know, your team is so good. You're in your sixth year here at Cedar Park. It's all of your head coaching experiences here after years of being assistants. And your record 63-9, 38-1 in district games, 13-4 in the playoffs, four district crowns on the way, maybe to another one, a state championship under your belt. If you were going to write a book about coaching, what's the main major ingredient or two or three that you would tell somebody who's trying to become a good coach? It's got to really be in place to make a team become what you have engineered Cedar Park to become.
Well, I think the biggest key is to, you know, connect yourself to people who have a common pursuit. You know, I've been blessed to be able to work with, you know, three different head coaches that were all, you know, remarkable coaches in themselves that you're able to learn from. I think, you know, something else I would say is that people should always work wherever they're at to make it the very best that you can make it be. And as an assistant, to work like it's your program and instead of it's somebody else's, and so that you're giving it the very best that you can and then soak up all the knowledge you can. But I think, you know, a big key is finding a community that's supportive of their kids and, you know, who want the best for their kids and are willing to do whatever it takes to help them have an opportunity of success. So I think, you know, you add those ingredients in, you know, our community is a great community that supports the schools, supports our program, supports their kids. and are willing to invest in them to help them be successful. And then you throw in that a great coaching staff that has a lot of experience from a lot of different areas, and it gives you a chance to have some success.
Coach, I know you mentioned, you know, the talent and skill that's across your roster earlier on in this segment. And I know one of those players is your quarterback, Ryder Hernandez, and he's developed into one of the top quarterbacks in the Austin area. How have you seen this player, you know, kind of develop the last couple of years? And, you know, how has the experience the last couple of years kind of prepared him for a senior year?
I think all those experiences, you know, lead to continued growth and success. You know, I think every year as a player, as a coach, as, you know, in any sport endeavor, the more experience you have, the better you're going to be. And so the thing that he's done is worked hard to improve in the areas that he needed to improve in. He's got a ton of God-given ability, and so he's maximized that as well. But I think he's taken the lessons and experiences of the past and put them to good use and making himself the best quarterback that he can be. So, you know, I think experience is the biggest factor just for anybody's success, especially when they take those experiences, learn from them, and grow from them. So I think he's shown evidence that he obviously did that, and we're really proud of where he's at and the growth that he's made.
Coach, I know that keeping some sort of a string alive and retaining coaches is important too, and getting a program going, and you've had that this year and not lost any coaches from the last squad, in fact gained a coach this year. Talk a little bit about what coach retention and how important that is to your program.
It's huge. You know, I mean, that was, I thought, one of the biggest factors in our success when I was the offense coordinator, is the fact that, you know, for about a stretch of 8 years, we had very little turnover. You know, and then the year I got the job, we had a massive turnover, but mainly because of opportunities for advancement at, you know, the new places that some of our old coaches had gone and a couple of retirements. But, you know, coach stability is huge because, you know, your program is built off of what they learn from year to year. You know, we want them beginning that down in the CPYL and then taking it to the middle school. Our middle school hasn't had any turnover in 3 or 4 years at all. And then as they move into high school, they, you know, theoretically you want them to have the same position coach for 4 years once they get to high school. And so when we can maintain that consistency in the coaching staff, the level of teaching only gets better. The familiarity with our players gets better. And we feel like we have a good idea on where to put them to help them be this as successful as possible, as well as our team.
Coach, your Sear Park football team has played one of the toughest schedules so far in the 2020 season. And obviously, you know, every test has been aced by you and your coaching staff, your players, everyone that is involved with this program. I know you've been part of some of the best seasons in this program's history, state championships, other deep runs. What have you seen from these players that are similar to some of those runs, but also what are some areas that you feel like your team can still kind of make that next step and obviously, you know, enhance its chances to go further in the playoffs?
I think they're very comparable to some of our best teams that we've had. You know, I think we have the opportunity that we have the ability to be competitive at the highest level. And, you know, that's the goal for this team. And I think that's one of the areas that really, you know, makes them more familiar with some of those teams than others. They've got tremendous drive and motivation to be successful. There are a lot of self-starters. You know, we go to practice every day, and you don't ever feel like you're having to drag them out to practice. They're ready to go out there and go to work. They have fun. You know, they're really, really encouraging of each other. We talk about mudita a lot, which basically means celebrate others' success. And they've really, to me, bought into that idea. And when you can have a bunch of kids that are talented in their own rights but are just as successful in being happy for their teammate to make a big play, and you don't have that selfishness, then your team can really thrive. And I think that's what has led us to where we're at now. I think the key for us is to maintain that consistency, that work ethic, you know, showing up daily to be the best they can be individually so that our team can be the best it can be. But, you know, we have things that we have to improve on. You know, taken out last night, we've given up some big plays defensively, which is somewhat uncharacteristic, but also goes against the philosophy that we that we have, which is to, you know, make the team keep snapping the ball. You know, we feel like if somebody has to snap it 8-10 times to score, that they're going to have a very difficult time doing that. And so giving up big plays, chunk yardage plays, is really not conducive to our success. And then offensively, you know, we just keep preaching consistency and you know, not having bad drives, flipping the fields. If even when you don't score, it's important to be able to flip the field, make that other team drive 60 or 70 yards. You know, I feel like as we've gone in the last 3 weeks, our consistency in that area has gotten better. But, you know, that's just something that we want to continue to grow. And you know, our running game, the last two games, we ran for over 200 yards, which was another big, you know, to us, a big key to our success is, you know, we're a passing team, and that's what we're going to do. But we need to be able to be productive in the run game, and you know, we really want to set the guidelines on when we run, when we pass. We don't want the defense to dictate to us what we're doing. We want to be able to do that, and really, in a way, kind of match our defensive philosophy of attack. And that's what Coach Rogers and the offensive staff has really focused on in the last, you know, 3 weeks is being more on the attack. And so now when you play us, it's an attack on both sides of the ball, and that's kind of how we're approaching it weekly.
Coach, I know that as the weeks go by through the season, you pretty much got your head down in the details and don't hear much about what the public says about your team, except, you know, if it's in the press or something. But I want to pass this on to you. Last night, you know, I sit up there in the booth calling the game, and to my left are a couple of referees who run the clocks. And about in the middle of the second quarter or so, those two guys both turned to us and said, "I have never seen anything like this in my life." And those guys have been refereeing for 30 years. So it's quite a compliment as to how well-oiled the Cedar Park Timberwolf machine is right now.
We have, you know, been playing really well. And the key is to continue to work to stay in that path. You know, I really want to, you know, as I told the team earlier, you know, when you finish a game that you've been successful in, you know, I'm pretty quick with my talk, so I don't really get into the details until I watch the film. But, you know, the key for them is just to stay focused and on the little things to make sure that we continue to work hard to improve them so that we can maintain the consistency that we've had, you know, the last few weeks. But most importantly is, you know, take it one game at a time and enjoy the process, enjoy the ride, because, you know, nothing's guaranteed in 2020, and we look at every game as a blessing. So it's kind of one of those deals, go out and play it like it's your last one. You never know with the way things are today, you know, today. And, you know, I've been really proud of them and the growth that they've made. And you know, but just more importantly, just going out and enjoying the experience, because it has been a really fun group to be around. And, you know, it's nice to have compliments. It's just you got to keep it balanced with the kids and make sure that they don't start reading their press clippings, because you know, winning the games from that stuff.
Great stuff, Coach. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know, obviously, you and the Cedar Park program will find a way to win your bye week this week in some way, in terms of obviously continuing to succeed this year and obviously preparing for all the challenges ahead. Thank you so much for joining us today, and obviously enjoy all the time left that you have coaching your son, Gunner.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm going to.
We were just talking with Cedar Park athletic coordinator and head football coach Carl Absack. Great interview. Enjoy talking to him. Obviously, stay tuned. We got a lot more coverage on our final two segments today. You will want to keep this radio on. Talk to you in a couple minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight. My name is Thomas Bingham, joined alongside by Brad Cohn. Got a great interview coming up with Austin Anchorage School for Young Women Leaders volleyball player Tiffany Boo. Obviously, if you've been following the volleyball scene the last couple weeks, and even our volleyball coverage over at Vipe, you've noticed that there has been a team that has really kind of risen towards the top. The last couple of weeks, which is great to see, and that is Ann Richards. And one of the key players for that is Tiffany Boo. And obviously, you know, we will definitely get into kind of the season success so far, building off last year's success, and obviously what she's done in terms of a contributor. But before we get too far into that, Tiffany, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Pretty good. Well, thank you so much for joining the show today, Vipe High School Spotlight. And like I said at the top of this segment, I mean, you know, what y'all are doing right now is some great stuff. And I know y'all won over, you know, 10 games in a row and, you know, obviously are undefeated. And what has gone so well for this team compared to past Ann Richards volleyball seasons?
Well, I feel like that during like the quarantine, like we all like decided that volleyball was something we really wanted to like work for, and like us coming together as a team and really bonding over that like common like goal to like win all of our games and like try and go to playoffs and like be the first team to like make it to the second round of playoffs is like what's really been like helping us so far, like focusing on one goal all together.
And obviously, you know, individually, you know, you lead your team in a couple statistical categories. I mean, kills, you're, you know, really doing well right now, 106. There's a couple other categories that you're doing really well in as well. What have you tried to do in terms of being a leader for this team on and off the court?
I've tried to, like, be there because I know that a lot of the times, like, the younger players have, like, trouble, like, playing back row. So I've, like, started to, like, play more back row, like, getting more comfortable, like, playing around in, like, new positions. And just, like, being there, like, steady in the background and, like, trying to communicate when things, like, haven't been going well. Like, just finding, like, new ways and, like, new, like, rotations and, like, coming up with just, like, new plays to run.
And you and your team obviously competing that really tough 25-6A last year, you know, Westlake, Lake Travis, Hayes, among others. Now, obviously, you know, Ann Richards drops down to 5A. How did those tests obviously get y'all prepared for this year, but also, you know, y'all did win 20 games last year, which was really good. How did y'all obviously have the confidence to, you know, just continue to roll and, you know, be one of the area front runners in volleyball?
We decided that we weren't going to let like the division that we play in like determine our, like how well we do in the season. So I know that 6A was really a struggle for us, but I think it was really helpful to like put like a new insight to, as to how we should play. And, like, playing, like, against, like, the bigger, faster teams that, like, are going to have, like, the college commits, like, have, like, shown us, like, how we should, like, try and be as a team. And, like, just staying scrappy and, like, remembering that if, like, the ball's, like, not down yet, then you should just keep playing, like, no matter what you think will happen.
And, you know, besides you, you know, who are some of the other players that you feel like have really, you know, kind of taken a step forward and really, you know, put this team on the map this year?
I think Nora, she's a junior. She's an outside. She's really helped us. Like, she's gotten a lot of kills, too. And then also our setter, KK Ruiz, and our right side, Emmy Vasolka, and our libero, Annalisa Garcia, have really helped, like, all together, like, leading the team and stats.
And I think a lot of people, you know, they think of the Austin Buoys, the Austin Northeast, the you know, there's a lot of the Austin McCallums, the Austin Andersons, there's a lot of Austin ISD schools. They may not be familiar with your school. What are some things that you can kind of tell our audience about your school, and what's it like to be a part of that community?
So it's a really small all-girls school. Like right now, I only have like 97 people in my graduating class.
Wow.
And it's really, it's a unique opportunity because it's like an in-between, like a public and a private school, to where it's still public, but the education we get like feels like a private school, and like everyone like actually wants to learn. And a lot of the times, like, our sports may not be the best because, like, we don't have that many people to choose from. But at the end of the day, like, the people who do end up, like, doing athletics, like, really push to, like, get better and, like, do better for ourselves and each other.
And obviously, Ann Richards so far this year, you know, some quality wins, Austin McCallum, Austin Anderson, Lockhart recently. How can this team continue to kind of build off of these wins and obviously be a force as the playoffs emerge?
We've been working on like new plays to run and new rotations so that just in case anything happens, we'll be prepared. And then also like learning from like the bigger games, like against McCallum and Anderson, and like seeing what's worked so that we can like use that for playoffs.
Awesome. And, you know, kind of just kind of wrapping up this interview, you know, what's kind of the end goal for this season? I mean, what are you and your team chasing? What would y'all like to achieve by season's end?
Our biggest goal right now, I say, is to just get better every day and like try and push for getting as far as we can through playoffs.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely continue to cover you, Tiffany Boo, but also the your Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders volleyball team through the rest of this season and your high school career. So definitely good luck the rest of the way. Thank you so much for joining today's program, and we look forward to seeing what you and the Stars can achieve the rest of the 2020 season.
Okay. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You bet. Well, obviously, like I just said, we were just talking with Austin Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders, a volleyball player, Tiffany Boo, obviously one of the front runners for that volleyball program. And it was just great to kind of hear from her and have her on the program. And, you know, like we were kind of talking about, you know, this is a program that goes under the radar because there's these more high profile, you know, programs in Austin ISD and then in the area. But it's great to see this team kind of make this jump and make, you know, a splash when, you know, some of these other teams are like, oh, wait, like, who is this team? And like, it's great to kind of learn about, you know, what they've been doing so far this year and really what this school and community is about. So thank you again to Tiffany Boo for joining today's program. It's great to hear her perspective on the Austin Ann Richards School for Young Women's Leaders Stars volleyball program or star success so far in 2020. Well, like we usually do on today or on this third segment is, you know, we update some of our rankings. We start releasing the updated rankings for 4A. And I know Brad has those, and I'm excited to kind of see where every team is. I'm going into, you know, one of the last couple weeks of the small school regular season. Because, I mean, before we know it, playoffs will be here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm definitely excited to see where everybody lands this week.
All right, so with 4A, we rank them, 10 of them, since we don't do the split with them. So we'll start at number 10, and it's Manor New Tech, the new specialty school out in Manor ISD, comes in at number 10. At number 9, the Smithville Tigers. Congratulations to Smithville. At 8, the Battling Billies of Fredericksburg. At 7, LaGrange, the Leopards. And then Burnett is in at number 6. LBJ from Austin at number 5. The Giddings Buffaloes are at number 4. At number 3, Wimberley, another state power in the area. And at number 2, Salado, right up the road. And number 1 in 4A, the Badgers of Lampasas.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing those. I mean, obviously, the two results this past week that really kind of shook up this top 10 was Lampasas beating Austin LBJ Earl College 36-18. Big win. This was the biggest test that Lampasas has had up to this point in the season. So that says a lot. You know, 18-point win is comfortable win, but, you know, that's really how dominant they've been. And obviously, we've talked about the recruits that LBJ has. There's a reason why LBJ challenged them, but there's also a reason why Lampasas won like they did. The other result was Wimberley falling to Geronimo Navarro 24-22 in a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
And, you know, this was a game that, you know, I think most Texans fans were like, oh, you know, we'll find a way to pull this out. Yeah, Navarro's good, but man, for You know, Navarre to pull off the upset. I believe Wimberley was state ranked this week. It really says that, hey, like, yeah, you know, I think probably Wimberley's going to view this as like a wake up call. Because if they use it the right way, they can get back on track and they can be a force the rest of the season.
Yeah, and I fully expect that they will be. The coaching staff there is just too good. The players are too experienced. I'm completely with you. Navarro is a little bit better than they expected. You know, they're 6-2 now with that win over the Texans. But, yeah, Wimberley's coming back.
Also, Salado beat Gerald. They're 47-0. They keep rolling. I believe that's 7 wins in a row for the Eagles. Giddings pulled out a battle against longtime rival Smithville, 18-15. The Buffaloes are 6-2 on the year. Obviously, we mentioned what LBJ did. Yeah, they were 4 last week. We didn't drop them too far this week just based off what they did against Lampasas. So, you know,
boy,
basically.
They've had a tough schedule. They've played
brutal schedule.
Games. Yeah.
So, obviously, you know, they're battle tested and they'll be fine as the playoffs approach. Burnett stays at number 6 because they earned a victory via a Taylor forfeit this week in district play. So, another win for Burnett, but I am going to keep them where they were at last week. LaGrange bounced back, 49-25 win against Gonzales. Could see the Leopards back on track. They're 4-4. Fredericksburg continues to struggle, unfortunately. 4-4, 20-14 loss to a good Canyon Lake squad. Obviously, I mentioned Smithville hanging tough with Giddings and that 18-15 loss. And man, that big game against LaGrange is in 2 weeks. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a critical game in that district's football playoff race. The district finale, the regular season finale will come into play between those two teams. And really, one game right now, in terms of like record difference, is all that separates them. I mean, I believe they have the same district record. So, you know, very evenly matched teams. It's going to be a fun one. And yeah, you mentioned Maynard New Tech kind of wrapping up the top 10. Good to see them 2-3 on the year. 54-7 victory against Austin Achieve. Obviously, earlier in the year, Austin Achieve was number 10. Then they fell out, but still good to see Maynard New Tech, you know, really look good. So, you know, we'll see. Maybe they can get to 500 or even better by the time the playoffs get around, because I know both Maynard New Tech and Austin Achieve are looking like the favorites to kind of wrap up that district's playoff participants. Well, like we said earlier on in the show, stay tuned. Final segment is coming up in a couple minutes. We will definitely share our updated Vipe Austin 6A, 5A Division 1 and 5A Division 2 updated football rankings. Stay tuned for that. We also have a show honor to give out and more, so definitely check all that out and stay tuned. If you enjoy the show so far, definitely follow us on social media, Vipe ATX on Twitter, Vipe _ATX on Instagram, and Vipe Texas on Facebook. We will talk to y'all in a couple minutes. You do not want to miss our final segment. It is always arguably the best part of this show just because of all the content that is on it. So talk to you in a couple minutes.
Follow the latest in Central Texas high school sports all week long online at VipeATX.com. Welcome back to the Vipe High School Spotlight on Talk 1370.
Time to get in the saddle, folks. The final loaded segment of the Vipe High School Spotlight this week. Obviously, we'll be back next Sunday at the same time, 2 to 3 p.m. on Talk 1370 a.m. and Magic 95.5 HD2. Let's jump right into it. Obviously, we have 5A, D1, D2, 6A rankings, and more to cover in the last couple minutes of this program. So let's get to that, Brad.
All right, we'll do five of them, starting with 5A, D2. Number 5, Austin Northeast. And number 4, one of the Leander schools, the newest one, Glenn, the Grizzlies. Right above them, another Leander school, Rouse, from Eastern Leander, the Rouse Raiders at number 3. And then out west of there to Marble Falls for the number 2 team in 5A, D2. Marble Falls Mustangs really playing well right now. And number 1, Liberty Hill, they're undefeated in state rank. Panthers doing a great job again this year.
Yeah, great to see Northeast get back over 500, 20-14 win against Austin Crockett Early College. They stay at number five this week. Leander Glenn, actually all five of these teams, they stay exactly where they're at last week. But at Leander Glenn, 21-14 win against Fluvia Conley. They are now 3-2 on the year. Leander Rouse, 4-1 after their third straight victory, this time a 35-21 win against Elgin. Marble Falls, second straight week without a game, but the Mustangs are undefeated at 3-0, so they stay at number two. And Liberty Hill, obviously, they're crushing it right now. They've outscored their last three opponents 204-0. So obviously, you know, if you expect any type of hiccup with Liberty Hill making the jump up to 582, yeah, that's not happening, folks. And this team is, you know, obviously all jacked up after a 42-0 win against Austin McCallum.
You know, and we talked last week about their peculiar offense that people find hard to solve because you never see it, don't have time to work for it. But it's, you know, when it's 200 and whatever to nothing, the defense must be pretty good too.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're crushing on both sides of the ball right now.
All right, let's look at 5A D1. We'll start off at number five, the Hendrickson Hawks. They went down last night. A lot of people thought they might beat Georgetown. Georgetown came out on top in that game. Hawks are at number five. Pflugerville at number four. Georgetown, with that win over Hendrickson, is at number three. Dripping Springs from down south, scoring a lot of points the last few weeks. They're at number two, and they're the only team not in District 11 5A in this 5A D1 top five. And at number one, Cedar Park Timberwolves.
Yeah, you know, when you start with Hendrickson, I mean, obviously, in a sense, this was a bounce-back performance for them because, you know, they struggled with Cedar Park the week before and just lost to Georgetown, which we know how good Georgetown is. You know, 37-33 defeat is a respectable performance for Hendrickson. Obviously, they would have rather this be a win for them, but in a sense, this was a bounce-back performance for them. They stay at number five after that battle. Pflugerville, one of the hottest starts for this program in a while, 4-1 on the year, huge bounce-back, 32-31 win against Maynard. I don't know how many people expected Pflugerville to beat Maynard based off of what Maynard's done the last couple years, but man, Pflugerville, they are lights hot, or they're red hot at this point. Georgetown also 4-1 after that 37-33 win against Fluvia Henderson. Driven Springs, quality 48-21 win against New Braunfels Canyon in district play. The Tigers are 3-1, and Cedar Park, we've talked about it. Best team in this classification, arguably the best team in the area based off of what they keep doing, 82-0 win against Austin Anderson.
And now let's look at 6A. Do 10 of those, so we don't do the split with them. At number 10, Cedar Ridge from Round Rock, another good season for the Raiders. Number 9, Round Rock High, their big win this last week. Harker Heights from up in Killeen, they are at number 8. Hayes, the Rebels, are in at number 7. Just above them, the other Cedar Park, Vista Ridge, they are at number 6 with the Rangers. The Temple team is at number 5, and this is a team that's got state championships in its trophy case. They kind of go up and down from era to era, and right now they're doing pretty good. They're at number 5 in the area in 6A. Number 4, the Vandegrift Vipers. They slipped against Cedar Park, but just 21-7, the closest anyone's come to Cedar Park this year in their opener, and they have been manhandling people since. Number 3 is Killeen Shoemaker, another team from up in Killeen. And number 2, Westlake, and number 1, Lake Travis of the Cavalier.
Let's start with Round Rock because, you know, we talked about this at the top of the show, how big of a win this was for Hutto. This could be a victory that launches Round Rock to new heights this year. I mean, to me, I mean, I think you brought it up earlier on in this program about, you know, was there a good chance that Round Rock would win this game? Absolutely. But for them to win by 24 points, only give up 7 to Hutto, says a lot about where Round Rock is at this point, and probably also says a lot about where Hutto is at this point. Hutto's out of the top 10 this week. Round Rock is one of the teams that replaces them. Harker Heights, we mentioned, hung on 35-34 against Clean Ellison. Hayes makes the biggest jump in this classification's rankings this week from 7-10 after a 35-7 win against San Marcos. Good to see the Rebels at 3-2. Vista Ridge, 38-24 win against a strong Roanoke Sea Ridge squad. This was one of the better wins in the area. Good to see Vista Ridge bounce back after losing Austin Vandegrift like they did last week. Temple, 44-7 win against Bryan, no problem. The Wildcats are 4-1. Austin Vandegrift, 49-0 win against McNeil. They are 3-1, and like you mentioned, their only slip up was against Cedar Park, and they battled the Timberwolves in that outing. Colleen Shoemaker, 45-24 win against Colleen. They're 4-0, just like Westlake Lake Travis. Westlake had a postponed game this week. That game will be pushed back later on in the season. Lake Travis is at 4-0 with that 62-20 win against Austin High. Very important win for Lake Travis. They keep overcoming these hurdles, and it's good to see the Cavaliers continue to roll. Some teams that fell out this week, I mentioned Hutto. The other team, Austin High. I had to drop Austin High from 8 out of the rankings just based off of that 42-0 loss against Lake Travis. Not saying that they can't be back. They're still 3-1. They're off to a good start this year, the Maroons are. But, you know, based off of some of these other quality wins that some of these teams towards the bottom of these rankings had this week, and also performances, I thought, you know, some of these teams had better overall resumes than Austin High just based off of so far in the first couple weeks of the season. I know I mentioned at the top of the show, you know, Belton, I know they're not out in the top 10 this week, but second straight win, another district win for Belton. Good to see them at 2-3 after that 26-14 win against Corpus Coast. Del Valle also snapped a three-game losing streak this time with a 42-8 win against Austin Aikens Early College. No problem. Maybe this is that game that kind of gets Del Valle back on track. I was looking at their schedule, though. They do have some tough games remaining, so I believe their next game is against Lake Travis. Probably they're going to lose that game. But so basically, Del Valle's main chance of making the playoffs is winning their final three games. And they got some tests in there, but also some games that are winnable. So we'll see what happens with Del Valle. But obviously good to see Del Valle get back on track. And before we get to some other coverage, I do want to recognize Buta Johnson. They did improve to 3-1 just based off of a San Antonio McCollum district forfeit. This is notable because, so San Antonio McCollum, this is a 5A D1 district. Basically, that game against Buta Johnson, next week's game against Dripping Springs, and the following week's game against New Braunfels Canyon will all be considered 7-0 results. So, in a sense, Dripping Springs, you know, we already talked about them. They are 3-1. If you really wanted to, you could, you know, add in that fourth win. I'm not going to do that because, you know, I'm going to do that after next week's games go final. So, in a sense, Dripping Springs will be 4-1 after next week, regardless of what happens with that program this week. So that's something to keep an eye on because, you know, McCollum has lost a couple games in district play. And so that's going to play, you know, a role in kind of how that district plays out and some, you know, additional, you know, additional wins being added to some of these teams' records. So that's some notable stuff to keep an eye on. I also wanted to name the team of the week. That is Pflugerville Weiss, who earned its first victory of the season. 63-34 win against Leander. Good to see the Wolves get into the win column. That was a district victory. So not only was it their first win of the year, it was their first district victory of the year. So what's also notable is that, you know, so Weiss earns its first district victory against Leander, who earned its first victory of the season the week before against Pflugerville. So that's kind of interesting. So congrats to Pflugerville Weiss for being named the Vibe High School Spotlight Team of the Week. Before we get to our final couple minutes worth of content, a couple notable volleyball scores from this past week. Round Rock Cedar Ridge is rocking and rolling at this point. 3-2 win against a quality Cedar Park Visceridge squad. Austin High upset Westlake 3-1. Man, the Maroons are doing some great things, not only in volleyball, but we've talked about some of their football success in 2020 as well. Renrock Stony Point, nice 3-2 win against a battle-tested Renrock Westwood squad. Coppers Cove improved to 6-5 after Friday's 3-1 win against Belton. And then you cannot forget about what Cedar Park did against Georgetown, 3-1 win against Georgetown. And you also had Pflugerville Henderson earn a quality win, 3-0 against Bastrop. Well, as we're winding down this segment, I know, obviously, you know, we usually try to take a look at some games to watch this week. What are some games that you're excited about this week,
Brad? Identified our Fab Four games for this week, and they are number 7, Hayes, at number 2, Westlake. That'll be a good one for 6A fans. Also, we have a number 10, Cedar Ridge, at number 4, Vandegrift. That should be a slobber knocker as well. They have number one Lampasas at Canyon Lake. Canyon Lake's been playing very well.
Definitely.
That'll be a test for Lampasas. And number one Liberty Hill at number two Marble Falls.
Ooh.
All four of those games are going to be good.
Yeah, those are all great choices, and I'm all excited for those and all the other action in our Austin area and Central Texas coverage. Well, hey, thank you to everybody who was a part of today's program. We're going to start winding down this program over the next couple of minutes. Big thanks to Brad Cohn for being in the studio with me this week. Great to have him back for the discussion this week. Our producers behind the glass for making us sound good on air today and putting us on air as well. Thank you to all the listeners who continue to support this program. And obviously, big thanks to our two interview guests, Sierra Parks, Carl Apsek, and obviously Austin Ann Richards School for Young Women Leaders, Tiffany Bowie. For everyone I just mentioned, I'm Thomas Bing, and we will talk to you next week. Hope everyone has a happy Halloween, and everyone enjoys that great football weather that Brad mentioned earlier on in this program. We will be back on your radio dial next Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. on Talk 1370 AM and Magic 95.5 HT2. Adios, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!